And I can say, when I was younger, it wasn't this corrupt. And it gets worse and it gets worse. And man keeps opening one door after another, another door of darkness, another door of darkness. Are you following me? I'm telling you, you better keep your heart and your eyes upon Jesus, because there's something happening.
Why do you run from me? I just don't understand. I'm reaching out for you. You won't take my hand.
Are you running from the love of God? God's love never fails. Welcome to Love Never Fails, the radio ministry of Calvary Chapel, Fort Worth, with Pastor Bill Quinn. Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for tuning in for the broadcast. On the program today, we continue Pastor Bill's study from Ephesians with the conclusion to the message, The Spirit of Your Mind. Now, let's join the study.
But we're not only to present our bodies unto the Lord, because he purchased us, amen, to be a living sacrifice. Here we are, Lord. I'm living for you. We're also to do something with our minds. That's why verse 2 says, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Look at it again. A command now, it's a command. Do not be conformed. Don't be squeezed into the pattern and the schemes of this life and this world. Don't be, like J.B. Phillips says, don't be squeezed into the mold of the world. He says, no, don't be conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. That word means to live out by experience. What is the good and acceptable, perfect will of God? Now listen, do not be conformed to this world. You know that scripture just as well as I do. But it's not talking about the world of nature and rivers and mountains and blue skies and oceans. It's talking about the world system that is antichrist, meaning human society where God is not wanted, not needed, and they want nothing to do with God at all. Just leave him out of my life. We live right now in this world system where evil is called good and good is called evil. Amen? That's where we are right this very minute. Don't be conformed, Paul says, the Holy Spirit says, to a world system which is antichrist and hates God, whether they know it or not, that we've been rescued from, that we've been purchased from, because we are not of the world, amen? No, we're citizens of heaven, loved one, this world where Satan rules. Everything is falling apart, many people are saying. I always say, no, it's not falling apart. The world is falling into place because Jesus is going to come again. Amen? And listen, it's his story, not the world's story. He governs. He holds all things together. Now, listen to me. We no longer are conformed to this world. We used to be. Ephesians 2:1, look at it. And you, he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, who once walked, that's talking about our lifestyle, our behavior, according to the course of this world. In other words, the mood swings of the world. Whatever the world said was right, or whatever the world said was wrong, whatever the world said, you dress this way, you think this way, and you act this way. That's what it means. The word course means to be dominated by the thinking of fallen man. Thinking of the Antichrist system. He says, according to the prince of the power of the air. The word course means, again, it means dominated. It means controlled in your thinking, living like the world. So Paul the Apostle says, don't you be conformed to this world. Don't you be controlled by this world. Don't you be dominated by this world. Why? Listen to me now. There is a murderer ruling the world system. I have never been more serious than I am this very moment. I have been praying and praying and praying. I tell you, we better start looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. This world is so diseased. It is so corrupt. It is so vile. It is so filthy. The author of death, the author of every graveyard, the devil, who is defeated. He is the one that is ruling, and he comes to steal, he comes to kill, he comes to destroy. Now listen to me, and he rules in the minds of the spiritually dead, meaning those that are in Adam, the old man who's corrupt and he doesn't know he's corrupt. He doesn't understand it. I didn't think I was corrupt before I was born again, did you? I didn't know what an old man was unless I looked at somebody that was old. The united cry, we're witnessing it. Listen, we're living in such historical, unprecedented, unbelievable setup times, if you will. The united cry of the world has always been the same and it will never ever change. And it's this: be conformed. You be conformed. You accept the values of the world. This is the way the world thinks. And if you don't think that way, you're not going to be accepted, Christian. No, no. It means that, you know, you tell the world their lifestyle is sinful. You tell them that that is sin, what they're doing. They will hate you. They will condemn you. They will persecute you. They might even burn down your house. They might even kill you. Do you understand? Those are the days that we are living in, and they don't understand why. But I do. Their spiritual mind is dead. The part fell out in the garden, if, however you want to put it. Does that make sense? It is so vital that we see that our world is passing away. It is temporary. Man, we have no continuing city here. Our home is in heaven. Jesus has prepared us a place. And there is someone in this diseased society that is growing. Now listen to me, growing more corrupt and more corrupt and more corrupt. But they don't know it. They don't know it. I've lived long enough, and I've seen so much in this world. And I'll tell you, I can stand before you now at this age, and I can say when I was younger, it wasn't this corrupt. And it grows corrupt, and it gets worse, and it gets worse, and man keeps opening one door after another door of darkness, another door of darkness. Are you following me? I'm telling you, you better keep your heart and your eyes upon Jesus. Because there's something happening. I'm not worried about the second wave of the coronavirus. I'm worried about the second wave of the Antichrist. I'm worried about what the devil is going to do next. I'm not afraid, but I want to know. I want to discern the times. I want to hide myself and prepare myself. Amen? I want to see what's happening. I say that to the Lord every day. Father, tell me. I want to discern the times I'm living in. Show me. Show me, Lord. Show me. Show the church. There is someone right now. I'm telling you what, he is coming, and he could even be on this planet, and he's going to give the world exactly what they want. He's going to give them exactly the desires of their heart. Why? Because the lost person, the old man, those that are in Adam, they do not belong to that world. They belong to this world. Does that make sense? They belong here. They think they're carnal. They don't know they're carnal. I'm not beating up the lost. I love the lost. But we have to really think about what I want you to get this. Listen, the old man belongs to the world. Why? He loves the world. He doesn't know he loves the world, but God says, no, he loves the world. Not only that, he loves the things of the world. And the love of the Father is not in him. He loves all that is in the world. Now listen, and Satan will give the world what they love. And what is it? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but it's of this world. That's where we are. That's where we are right this minute. The old man, the carnal man, who I was in Adam, loved one, listen, he loves darkness and hates the light, but he didn't know that. That's where we are right now. And the world is not only ready, like I said in the first service, the world is perfectly right now for the man of sin, the God of this age, the blinder of minds. The world is, it's going to be so easy for the Antichrist. Because it's the old man. It's so easy for him because they're not born again. Are you with me? Are you seeing what I'm saying? Listen, the Bible tells us in 1 John 5:18, we know that whatever is born of God does not sin, doesn't practice a lifestyle of sin. Why is it that we know that? Because the spirit of our mind. We're born again. We know that we're born of God. We don't sin. We don't want to sin. We've been changed. But he who has been born of God keeps himself, listen carefully, and the wicked one does not touch him. In other words, we are believers. We have the spirit of our minds are working, loved one. He can't touch me. Do you think he can touch you? Oh, he can tempt us, but he can't touch me. He can't take me. Do you understand? That word literally means he can't repossess me. Why? 1 John 4:4. For we know we're the children of God or whatever. And he says, what? And greater is he who is in us than he that's in this world. 1 John 2:14. The word of God abides in you, young men. You are strong and you have overcome the wicked one. See, listen, we know who we are. Why? We've renewed the spirit of our mind. Not our mind, the spirit of our mind. Not our brain, the spirit of our mind. Listen, it goes on and says, and we know that we're of God, again, because we have renewed our minds, the spirit of our minds. And the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. The whole world. Loved one, Revelation 12:9 says, and he will deceive the whole world. Think about that. It won't be anything for people to take the mark of the beast. It's going to be so easy because they are the old man. They're in Adam. He's going to come and you know what's going to happen? This is the right way to do it. Man, he's going to give everyone in the world exactly what they think they need. He's a political genius. He's a religious genius. He's a military genius. He's an economic genius. He will be the most charismatic person that ever walked the face of this earth. And he is the Antichrist. I'm telling you what, you, all of us, we need to gird up the loins of our mind. Do you hear me? We need this desperately right now with the things in this world, in our own nation, that is crumbling. You say, Bill, you're negative. No, this world is going to crumble, but my world will never crumble. The world that we belong to is forever and ever and ever. Oh, loved one, listen. The world lies in the sway of the wicked one now more than ever before, and they're being rocked to sleep because their minds are blinded. They don't know that. They don't know that they're deceived and desensitized, and they don't know that they're living in a nation that is flooded. It's like a sewer of sin. They don't know that. This is what's the way the world is right now. We can live any way we want. We can marry whoever we want. We can do all of these things now. It's all legal. Oh, no. They don't know that they're lost. They don't know they're slaves to sin. They don't know that they're going to die eternally someplace, heaven or hell. There's no true spiritual life in their thinking. There's only one way for a believer to put off the old man, put off the new, and not be dominated, controlled by the world, and that is you have to change your thinking in the spirit of your mind, not your brain, the spirit of your mind. And you got to get rid of the old man's thinking. I mean, completely get rid of it. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, perfect will of God. So how do you do that? You feed the new man. You feed him. You feed him the word of God. You meditate upon the word of God day and night because you want to. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You can't put off the old man's mind without putting on the new man's mind, because there are only two minds on this planet. One that is being conformed to the world, one that is being transformed to the things of God. Now listen to me. I know you know these things, and I love you dearly, but you know, for those believers, if they don't renew their mind to God's word, the spirit of their mind, they're never going to grow up. They're going to be babies all their life. You have to desire the pure milk of the word, it says in Peter, therefore, where you may grow thereby. You know, if you don't know the word of God, you're going to fall prey to every wind of doctrine, whatever blows through town, whatever is the latest new fad of whatever it is. And you'll never, ever, ever, if you don't know God's word, you'll never know how to defeat the defeated one, because he appears as an angel of light. He makes darkness look like light. He is a great deceiver, and you will never, ever know God's will for your life. You will never know God's plan for your life. See, your mind is changed. What was missing, what Adam had and he gave up, God has put it back in there. Does that make sense? See, you are complete in him, meaning Jesus. You're complete now. We were incomplete before we were saved. Now, boom, he's put it back in. The spirit of the mind, where you can start thinking like the Lord and understanding who you are in Christ. Loved one, listen, an unrenewed mind is an unprotected mind. It's an unarmed mind. And Satan, he can't possess you. He can attack you. And where does he attack you? Here, right here. All he wants is one little area of your mind, the moral compass. If I can just have one little beachhead, oh, then I can at least, I know I can't have all of Bill, but if I can get one part, Bill, just one part, oh, where I can move in and where I can at least start working. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:3, it says, if our gospel, if the good news is hidden, it's hidden to those who are veiled or who perishing. And why? Here it is. Whose minds the god of this age, the devil, has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. What really prevents the old man? What prevents those who are in Adam, those who are dead in trespasses and sins? What really prevents them from not receiving the goodness or the gospel into their hearts? Not receiving Christ Jesus. I mean, it doesn't seem hard now that you're a believer. Okay, do you want heaven? Do you want hell? Jesus paid for your sins. Do you understand? They go, that's nonsense. That's crazy. Why? I mean, the gospel is all over America. Why didn't President Trump, when he lifted up the Bible, why didn't he at least say, blessed are the peacemakers? But they'll be called the children of God. Amen? I'm not condemning anybody. I'm just saying, I said, say it. I did. I was, say it. Say it. But he didn't. He should have said that, because that is the true word of God. Amen? Listen, what prevents someone from coming to Jesus? What stopped you in the beginning? Maybe someone told you 4 or 5 times, or maybe once and you received, I don't know. There's only one reason why, and that is because Satan has blinded their minds, lest they get saved. He's good at what he does. It says, be renewed constantly, not in your mind, the spirit of your mind. See, we no longer think like Adam. We no longer think like our old man. Romans 1:28 says, the lost have a debased mind. I don't have a debased mind. You don't have a debased mind, meaning a mind that cannot form proper judgments or make right from wrong or any of those things. Oh, no, loved one, listen to me. No, our mind, we have the mind of Christ. Amen? Not only that, it says in Philippians 2:5, Paul said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus our Lord. To the church at Colossae, in Colossians 3:2, set your mind, the spiritual part, your mind, not your brain. Set your mind on things above. Don't set your mind on things beneath or things upon the earth. In Hebrews 8:10, it says, this is the covenant God says I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. Here it comes. I will put my laws where? You can talk to me. I will put my laws in their mind. Why? It's not there. Do you understand? It fell out at the fall. That spiritual part, right? Whatever the spirit of the mind is, it was removed. That's why you're dead in trespasses and sins, meaning spiritually dead, those that don't know Christ. He says, here's what I'm going to do. I will put my laws in their mind. He puts them there, the spiritual part. And he says, but I'm going to write my laws in their hearts. Two different places. And then he says, and I'll be their God. They're going to be my people. Listen to me now. We are new creations. The spiritual part, the spirit of the mind, is only made, it's recreated for one thing, God's truth. That's what it's for, to get the truth of God in us. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a what? Sound means healthy, a healthy mind. See, before we were saved, we didn't have a healthy mind because that part was missing. But man, now that we're born again, we have that healthy mind because we're saved. The Bible tells us in Matthew 22:37, remember the great commandment, which is one of the vision statements and scriptures for this church, where Jesus said to him about the great commandment, you shall love the Lord thy God with all of your heart, with all your soul. And here it is, with all your what? Your mind. all your mind. Well, someone who's not saved can't do that because they're missing that part. All your mind. How do you do that? Romans 12, 1 and 2. You're a living sacrifice that you do something. You're transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're into the Word of God. J.L. Packer said this, man's mind becomes free only when its thoughts are brought into the captivity of Christ. That is a true word. You know what the devil does. He attacks your mind. He lies to you. God doesn't love you. God's not going to provide for you. You're not going home. You're not going to heaven. Look what you did. He lies to you. The promises of God are not coming to pass. If they are, why aren't they coming to pass? He lies to you. You have all you need right there now, the spirit of the mind. What are we to do with that? When the Satan attacks with lies, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10, verses, I think it's 3, 4, 5, right in that area, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly. They're not from the old man, and they're not from this world. No. He says, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and everything that exalts itself against the Word of God. And for us to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ. What does that mean? You're not saved. Who told you that? Adam, who told you that you were naked? Did you eat of the tree? Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to take that thought, and it says, bring it into obedience. You get out of my mind. You get out of my thinking. My mind is being renewed, man. The spirit of the mind is being renewed. I'm saved by grace through faith forever and ever and ever. No one can snatch me out of the hands of God. Amen? See, you know the Word of God. You take that lie, and you get that thing out of your mind completely. The resurrected Christ coming and appearing to the disciples. They didn't believe it, you know. And Jesus said, here, look, touch me. Here, give me some food. I mean, don't be faithless, but be believing. And what did Jesus do? He'd already opened their hearts, but then he did something. He opened their minds, that part that's missing. Listen to what it says in Luke 24, 45. And Jesus opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Maybe you're listening, you're outside on the patio, you're sitting in your car, you're in different parts of America, different parts of the world. Here, listen to me, if you don't know Christ, please, I beg you. I love you, Jesus loves you, but listen to me. Maybe if you're here and you don't know Christ, you listen to me now. Just say, Jesus, open my understanding. Jesus, open my understanding. Because I'm in Adam, and that part is missing. Open my understanding. Give me what I lost in the fall. Open my understanding. If you don't know Jesus, listen to me. Your mind is messed up. It's messed up. You don't think right. But your heart has to believe first in order for your mind to be opened up to understand. It says in Romans 10:10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, meaning right standing with God, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you don't know Jesus as Lord, I beg you to come to Christ now. You pray this prayer with me. Just pray, Father, today I come to you. I want Jesus to be the Lord of my life. So right now, as your word says, I confess with my mouth, Jesus, be my Lord. And I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. You promised if I would believe and confess Jesus as my Lord, you would save me. I believe. Save me right now, Lord. Open my understanding. In Jesus' name, I'm saved. And the church says, amen. God is good. Amen.
That's all of our time for today, but please join us tomorrow for Pastor Bill's continuing study from the Epistle of Ephesians. Thank you so much for listening today, and we'll see you tomorrow. If you'd like more information regarding Calvary Chapel Fort Worth, Love Never Fails International, or the Love Never Fails radio broadcast, please visit our website at ccfortworth.org. or download the CCFW app. Pastor Bill would also like to personally invite you to join us for any of our three services here at Calvary Chapel Fort Worth. For service times and directions, please visit ccfortworth.org or call our toll-free number, 866-729-1999. That's 866-729-1999. If you're unable to worship with us in person, our live streaming allows you to join us virtually via the CCFW app, Apple TV, Facebook, YouTube, or our Roku channel. So, until our next broadcast, may we encourage you with these words. Love bears, believes, hopes, and endures all things. Love never fails.